Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chef Smith making the decision on his own. We wish him well. Shep and I had a great relationship. Personally, we didn't talk politics. We didn't get along that way. It was no surprise, but that was his decision. Fox, they both sides say they tried to get him to stay. He's the best breaking news guy I've ever seen on television. I've never seen anybody do better breaking news than that guy, ever. In all the years I've watched television, there's nobody better at that.
Well, there you have it. How about that? Hannity last night talking about his relationship with Shepard Smith. A lot of conservatives have been applauding the fact that Shep has stepped away from the network. And, you know, very clear there that there was no ill will between me and Hannity. I think that's pretty high praise there from Hannity. That's good. Anyway, welcome back into the program. Tricia told me at the end of the last hour that I had to say the word LeBron James again, and I had to warn her before I did it. And why was that?
LeBron James.
I can't tell you how many times we played that in that.
And how many times I started repeating it, and she said it gets old as soon as your friends start saying it.
Yep.
LeBron James.
It's funny when the kid says it.
It's so funny when that kid says it, but when your friends and family start doing it around you all the time.
But you can't help but want to repeat it back.
Right.
LeBron James.
I thought Eddie and I were going to kill each other after about a week of that.
This is news this morning because LeBron commented sort of on the whole China controversy with the NBA, and he was, instead of focusing his criticism where it was rightly placed on the fact that the NBA has put profits above everything else, he criticized the general manager who was supporting the pro-democracy movement in China, and he said that guy was misinformed. Oh, just play basketball, dude. Just put the ball in the hoop. That's all I can say, right?
LeBron James.
Yeah, thank you. That's all I have to say to LeBron this morning. Dude has made $1 billion playing basketball, which he couldn't have done in communist China. So I'm just saying, just want to point that out. The communists over there, just the pro-democracy people, just want the same opportunity you had, LeBron. Were you in the greatest country in America, in the world, I should say, greatest country in the world. So there you have it. LeBron James. That's it. Sorry, I can't help myself. Hey, I tell you what, coming up, we've got one of our Where's Hunter t-shirts to give away. We're going to do that this hour. I just communicated with my friend Frank Cusimano from News Channel 5, and he is in Washington, D.C. today. In fact, he's at the White House this morning where our St. Louis Blues are as well with Lord Stanley's Cup. And they're going to be talking to the president today, celebrating the Stanley Cup victory. That's pretty cool. He's up there at the White House covering it for Channel 5. He's going to join us this morning about 7:48. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be fun. We'll get to 2A Tuesday as well at the bottom of the hour. Very cool. Right now, let's get to our guest. He's Todd Pyro.
Do it. Diners in Orlando, Miami.
Warm it up.
The smartest guest you've ever had, but the people seem to love me.
Really, keep it going.
This was inappropriately close.
I am manly.
Joe Biden.
I know you all view me as an erudite and scholarly individual.
That
has nothing to do with the conversation.
Todd Pyro of Fox and Friends joining us this morning. Todd, you just love
Here
that intro. You can't
I
get
love
over
the
it.
Intro, but I have bad news.
Oh, no.
Much like my former colleague, I am no longer going to be at the Fox News Channel. So this is my final time here on the Mark Cox radio program. I'm currently fielding two offers. One, I have been asked to be on the board of a gas and utility company.
So you're getting
and
a pay raise.
Two, I'm getting a pay raise. And two, I've also been asked to be a pitcher for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Oh.
So both of these
too
things,
soon, man.
Man alive.
These are two careers that I am. No, of course I'm not going anywhere. You're stuck with me until I'm in the grave, man. Fox can't get rid of me. I'm like a disease.
Well,
like one of the ones that you have that you can't get rid of.
Well, St. Louis is number one in that category, so we're in good shape.
Congratulations.
We found that out recently. You know, we're number one in STDs in the whole country, apparently.
What?
Isn't that great?
Hockey and STDs.
That's it, baby.
Not baseball.
We won the cup.
Okay, it's not over.
Or we should wear
one. You don't have to worry about sending that guy Frank Cusimano to the White House in a couple of months for the Cardinals. By the way, doesn't Frank Cusimano sound like a Seinfeld name? That's amazing.
He's great guy, St. Louis native, and I met him like 30 years ago. I got to know Frank long before either of us worked in St. Louis. It's just a small world. So great guy.
He works for Vandalay Industries.
Then he works for Vandalay Industries, of course. He's an importer and an exporter.
Right.
By the way, the reason I'm trying to self-soothe, because you guys are obviously, you've basically lost the baseball.
Oh,
we're
no,
in it
not
right
yet.
Now.
Not yet.
Okay, all right, fine. But I'm nervous. Like, I walk around this place in a depressive funk when the Yankees lose. I am, seriously, if you look at our social media yesterday, I just looked angry. And I'm like yelling at people. We had dessert day. I just sat in a corner and ate ice cream at 5 a.m. by myself. It's not good. I don't take sports very well.
So how is that series? What are the
standings? 1-1.
1-1. You're tied up.
1-1,
all right,
yeah. So,
good.
You know, we took a game on their home turf, which is what you always want to do on the road.
Right.
But now we're coming back, and now we got to face some really good pitching, you know, in that Garrett Cole guy who should have been a Yankee like 18 times over, but the stupid – well, he wanted to get an education at my law school alma mater, so I can't blame him for that. Kind of helped bring that program around. But then stupid GM of the Pirates, Neil Huntington, decided to trade him to Houston for like a bag of balls. Yankees were offering like legitimate players. He didn't trade him to the Yankees. To no one's surprise, Neil Huntington's job could be on the chopping block, so he's getting his comeuppance. Don't mess with my teams. Mark Cox.
I guess not. Thank God you're not a Nats fan. You'd really be giving us grief this morning.
Yeah, but they're looking good, man. They were like, they weren't even in a playoff hunt in July, and now, like, World Series favorite.
Well, neither were we, though. And I have a hard time being angry with the Nats because their pitching has just been outstanding. We've gone, like, what, 45 innings now with only three hits? I mean, it's sickening.
And also, let's not forget you guys being the St. Louis Blues, a team that's at the White House today. I mean, you legitimately were nowhere near playoff contention there for a while.
Oh,
and you ended up winning the cup.
Worst to first, baby.
There you go.
Yeah.
From that, Mrs. Lincoln, how is the play? How is Mark Cox? How's the team over there doing?
Hey, everybody's great here. In fact, I wore my Blues jersey this morning for their trip to the White House, and the fact that it may be just about time to focus on hockey again here shortly. So
you mean the Blues jersey that I still not still
oh,
have not
yeah,
yet?
Yeah, we're gonna have to get
from you
one
people.
Of those.
Must
yeah,
have gotten lost in the mail.
I don't know what more I have to do.
We could get you a Where's Hunter T-shirt. I've been giving those away this week.
did you see the? See the interview?
I saw clips from it. They're promoting it for tonight, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we've been getting the slow roll of clips as well.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be interesting counter programming to run that up against the debate. Again, I don't make these.
You used to work in California, right?
I did. Yes, I used to live in California 12 years.
Is it extremely difficult to like use the white pages and find people out there? Because apparently Hunter Biden lives in Los Angeles and is not hard to find, but nobody in the media seem to have any interest in tracking him down.
For the millennials that listen to your program, can you explain what white pages are?
Well, I've got
Tell
the
me
app.
More about these.
I've got the app, whitepages.com. You can get it on and an app now, and you can type somebody's name in, and it'll pretty much give you the address of anyone. So it's fantastic.
So you you want the media that protects certain members of the political spectrum here in the country to be going after him? Interesting.
Well,
interesting analysis,
Mark. I don't understand why there was a complete lack of interest in pursuing him. You know, who did we have on yesterday that said if his name was Hunter Trump, we're pretty sure the outcome of this, he would have been found a long time ago.
He would have been found before the election.
Potentially. Yeah. I don't understand. I'm just, as a recovering journalist myself, I'm a little surprised that there weren't at least a couple of satellite trucks parked at the end of his driveway, and we saw video of him every time he poked his head out the door to get the newspaper or whatever it is that he did. We saw Hunter Biden today, but he had no comment. Nothing. None of that. At all. There just seemed to be zero interest in it. And now we have a tightly controlled interview that could be edited on ABC News that's going to air tonight. So
there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the world we live in.
Weird. It was weird.
But it all comes down to, I will tell you that from a lawyer perspective, the guy went to Yale. So, you know, regardless of how he got in, if you graduate from Yale Law, presumably, you know, you can dot an I and cross a T.
Right.
But even he has to admit that if it's not for the last name Biden, a lot of these other things don't happen. Because I certainly know a ton of very, very high-end lawyers. And just because they are a high-end litigator or a high-end corporate guy does not necessarily mean that they make it on certain boards or with certain companies. And quite frankly, I will tell you, I had a corporate partner back in L.A. who said, go on a corporate board, you'd be crazy as a lawyer to do that. So that's another wrinkle of this, showing that, yeah, I mean, kind of the whole deal of getting a law degree wasn't necessarily to practice hardcore, but could have been to ride the Biden name onto various boards and the like. I just feel like we got way too serious in those 30 seconds.
I know, but I'm just interested to know from somebody who works in the network circles how those. I just don't know how those decisions are made at the other places. I assume Fox had somebody, and who's the guy that works out of the LA bureau? I see him on Tucker all the time. What's his name?
Trace Gallagher.
Trace Gallagher. They should have sent Trace over there. He's right down the street.
Again, you're asking questions that are above my pay grade. We have to remember, I am the least important person at Fox, and depending upon your ranking, the fourth to fifth funniest individual here at the Fox.
I would agree with that.
So it really does depend where you fall.
I would agree with that completely. That's fantastic. I know you've been doing some more long form stuff, haven't you? They've sent you out anything else lately that you can tease?
We did the windmills.
Yeah.
Also hanging out with Dana Perino, doing, you know, it could be serious, like impeachment. Do you care? What are you talking about at your dinner table? Or it could be this past Friday's man on the street. We call it MOS,
yes,
man on the street interview, and we talked about parents, mostly moms, and their inability to understand their teenagers' sort of admonition not to post anything about them on Facebook. And literally to a man, but mostly to a woman, the mom's response to the child saying, I don't want you to post my picture on Facebook, I'm telling you to not, the response was, but I love you. Literally, that was the response. And what's interesting about that, that's the same response as a 41-year-old that my mom gives. Because we're in a public spotlight. You try to control the brand. But we'll be on the beach, and, you know, my disgusting gut will be hanging out. My mom will take a picture, post it to her social media.
Yeah,
and she doesn't understand that, like, if people are trying to gather dirt on me, you know, Hortense the Mule Boy picture with the Italian gut sticking out could be one of the areas that those trolls pick out. And it could be all over the blogs and all. But my mom, no. You look good. It's fine. I'm your mom. All the same responses that the moms of teenagers give.
Yeah. That's funny. I don't know. I mean, my kids are paranoid right now. My son is constantly worried if my wife's going to post a picture on her Facebook page that has him in it. Because he's worried. I guess he's worried about how his friends are going to perceive it or something. I mean,
exactly.
I don't know. Yeah, yeah.
The kids want to control the brand image. These teenagers are all like little marketing managers. They want to control the image, and they don't want mom to put stuff out there. Now, for me, it's like I don't want to lose money over it. These kids don't want to be like made fun of. I got to focus on – I'm like LeBron. Everything's about the money.
Yeah, yeah.
So, by the way, could you play that thing again?
LeBron.
Play that thing one more time?
Yeah, hold on. Thank you. Hold on. She's looking for it.
My computer's failing.
Oh, her computer locked up on her.
No,
sorry.
I got it. Give me 1 second. Wait.
I tried to do a callback.
Come on, Tom. Here we go.
There we go. That's called a callback in comedy. And if that had worked out, I would have been rising up to 4 here at the Fox News Channel. But no, I'm stuck at 5.
It should have, but...
LeBron James.
Yeah, I don't know. Speaking of LeBron, I mean... You know, he's entitled to his opinion, but he's not entitled to his own facts. I just don't understand why he even felt like he needed to comment on that. Did you see what he said?
Well, yeah, the reason he needs to comment is because Nike, China, that's his brand.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about branding. I mean, that's the reason. I mean, look, I think the rank and file in China, although they are pretty tied into their government and they back their government, they're going to root for the teams that they want to root for, regardless of this whole stuff. It's a matter of being able to purchase the Nike items, the LeBron Nike items, and LeBron's brand in China. That gets impacted, and LeBron doesn't want to mess with that.
No.
And so, you know, that's why he's trying to put a good face out there. He'll endure a little scorn, and then once tip-off happens, nobody's going to be talking about this. I don't think that this is going to be like the NFL had the kneeling. I don't think this is going to be something that lasts into the season.
I was trying to think, how could we, I wonder how we could, what analogy we could use to drive this home for LeBron. So if he's averaging 40 points a game, we'll just tell him that if he was in communist China, they would take half of his points and distribute them to the other players. You think maybe that would drive it home for him?
Also, we see what happens when communists play sports. I mean, how many goals did Putin score in that hockey game when he's playing literally against the best hockey players in the world? And Putin scores, you know, 7, 8, 9 goals, and he, you know, skates around. Am I conflating the two? Did he skate with the shirt off?
I don't think he had the shirt off. That was on the horse, yeah.
I'm conflating the two.
Todd Pyro, hang in there, buddy. We'll be rooting for you on that Ukraine board appointment.
And could you also be rooting for me for the Yankees? We're an up-and-coming team that we've had no success in the history of, like, we're rough. Come on.
Come on, man. The Yankees are like the Mets for us.
Astros, Cardinals, World Series.
You're dead to me.
Todd, we'll talk to you next week, buddy. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Have a great one, guys.
You bet. We'll talk
to
you soon. No, go Blues. Is that what he said?
Does that mean we're supposed to say go Yankees? Because that's really not easy to say.
Yeah, we're not going to do that.
I don't know, man. The Yankees. Yankees are one of those teams. They're sort of like the Patriots. They're just one of those teams you love to hate.
Yeah, but I appreciate Tom Brady. And I can't imagine ever saying rooting for the Yankees.
What is it about Tom Brady that you appreciate? Would you like to?
The fact skills, that he's really good at what he does.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
Well,
Can you honestly say that he is not the best quarterback?
He's an ever.
Oh, there's no doubt about
excellent
it.
Quarterback.
There's no doubt about it. He's
ever.
Good.
He's got a hot wife, but I don't think Tom Brady's that good looking.
Oh, I do. I think he's good looking.
Not I.
Okay.
I mean,
where do you stand on this, Mark?
He's a fine looking guy.
Yeah, he is.
He is.
LeBron
absolutely.
James.
He's no LeBron James.
He's no LeBron James.
But you're saying he's the GOAT. He's the GOAT. we're going to get to 2A Tuesday coming up here in just a couple of minutes. We're going to get to Frank Cusimano, who sounds like a character out of Seinfeld, apparently, according to Todd Pyro. Our friend Frank is in Washington today as part of coverage for the Blues being up there with the Lord Stanley Cup. How about that? Some meeting the president. And we're going to check in with Frank here at about 7:48. We're going to get him on the phone talking about what's going on up there, what they're expecting today, what they've seen so far. I saw pictures of him earlier in the White House press briefing room. So I know he's down there. He's in the house. We'll also give away another one of the Where's Hunter t-shirts later this hour. Next hour, Congressman John Shimkus is going to join us to tell us about his issues with Syria. It's all coming up.